Hello and welcome to Niaga Spotlight with me, Tamina Kausji. Now, of course, Niaga Spotlight actually goes through all the week's business headlines and analysis with a look at future affairs in biz news. Market Watch, industries, analysis and insights, we've got you covered on Niaga Spotlight. Now, of course, going into the first story that we have for you as the part of the wrap-up is the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan, and KPDN is monitoring prices of goods and supplies. Muslims observing Ramadan are assured that the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Cost of Living, KPDN, in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, will be monitoring market prices, while also acknowledging that supply issues interconnected with the weather will continue influencing price point of consumer essentials, in particular vegetables like cabbage, long beans, tomato, as well as chilies. Now, the recent Johor floods are, of course, a standing example of the need to decisively pivot supply bottlenecks to other vegetable production hubs like Cameron Highlands in time to prevent price inflation. Meanwhile, the month-long Raya Rahma sale initiative, which will also be available at all 2,300 outlets of 99 speed marts around the country, will be seeing 150 essentials like rice, tin milk, drinking water, mini ketupat, cordials, household cleaning supplies, butter, as well as Raya cookies on sale for 40% less than the market rate. Moving on from there, in the environmental and climate change arena, it's also come out that the FBM KLCI lacks depth and details in ESG reporting. The global ESG monitor, GEM, revealed that the 30 companies listed on the FTSE Bursa Malaysia, KLCI, or FBM KLCI, lack depth and detail in environmental, social and governance, or ESG reporting. Thus, this actually ranks Malaysia in the midfield amongst global and regional peers. Now, GEM is a research initiative that examines ESG transparency in the non-financial reporting of the largest companies in the world. GEM said the top three positions for transparency in Malaysia based on the global ESG monitor were Prest, Metal Aluminium Holdings Berhad and Tenaga Nasional Berhad, which tied for first place at 72 points. Now, this was followed by Petronas Chemicals Group Berhad with 71 points and RHB Bank Berhad at 66 points. From there, moving along and shifting the lens back to cost of living and the issue of abandoned housing projects, as well as some solutions for the above. The Local Government Development Ministry, or the KPKT, has acknowledged via the Deputy Minister Akmal Nasrullah Mohamed Nasir that sick and abandoned housing projects in Malaysia are impacting some 125,000 individuals. Now, a sick project is one whose scheduled progress has been delayed by more than 30% or whose sale as well as buy agreement has actually expired. Now, in order to prevent these issues from reoccurring, Akmal Nasrullah said that KPKT, through a special committee, is attempting to address the issues that home buyers and housing developers are having. The Deputy Minister further said that he will personally chair this committee, whereby monthly data regarding the issue will have to be dynamic with progress towards resolving it. At the developer level, this could entail delays in approvals from local authorities, which, moving forward, the committee will assist in expediting the process or feedback. Moving along from local biz headlines to the global biz news, oil prices rebound after hitting the lowest since 2021 on banking fears. Now, oil prices rebounded by over 1% on Monday after hitting their lowest levels in 15 months due to concerns over risks in the global banking sector that could lead to a recession and decrease in fuel demand. For much of 2023, of course, U.S. crude stockpiles have been expanding and a flood of oil shipments overseas has also kept other markets well supplied.
Russia's exports have remained stubbornly resilient despite a pledge to reduce output, while strikes blocking refineries in France are hobbling demand. Now, the rebound was influenced by gains in Wall Street and central banks' pledge to support market liquidity and other banks. By the end of the week, oil prices rose over 2% as Credit Suisse rescued Alley's banking crisis concerns, boosting demand outlook temporarily. Meanwhile, the Credit Suisse takeover also leaves many sports stars, teams and tournaments with a big question mark hanging over their lucrative sponsorship deals. The Swiss national football team, the country's top football division, tennis great Roger Federer, golf star Sergio Garcia and Zurich's new stadium were all sponsored by the bank, which is being taken over by Swiss rival UBS.
Next up, of course, the Federal Reserve raised its key interest rate by a quarter point to combat inflation while acknowledging that the process of getting inflation back to 2% would be challenging. Now, the Fed is addressing both inflation as well as financial turmoil simultaneously using separate tools. This quarter point increase, which was in line with expectations, lifted their interest rate target to between 4.75% and 5% at the end of a two-day policy meeting. Now, the policy-setting Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, added that, quote-unquote, some additional policy firming may be appropriate. This is in order to get to a stance that is sufficiently restrictive to bringing inflation down. Now, the latest increase was the same size as the central bank's previous rate decision in February and marked its ninth straight rate hike. From there, moving over closer to big business news in the ASEAN region. Toshiba accepts buyout offer from a Japanese consortium, and the American $15.3 billion acquisition is to be financed by investments from 20-odd companies. This is part of the iconic conglomerate moving a step closer to finding a troubled chapter in its 140-year-plus history.
Toshiba's management, the Japanese government, and the company's unusually large proportion of vocal foreign shareholders have clashed over the company's future. Activist investors are seeking to maximize returns, while the state has remained firm on prioritizing sensitive technologies and businesses out of foreign hands. Toshiba's nuclear power business is behind its importance to national security, with involvement including decommissioning the Fukushima Daiichi atomic power plant, which was wrecked in the earthquake, tsunamis and nuclear meltdowns of 2011. This made it hard for the government to accept transfer of ownership to an overseas firm, and if the sale goes through, it will be one of the largest Asian transactions this year at a time when deal volumes have plunged. It will also be one of the biggest ever private equity-led buyouts in Japan. Toshiba's potential sale now stands as a test case for Japanese corporate governance.
So that's our weekly wrap of Malaysian and global biz news headlines. It's time for a short break. See you in a minute back here on Niaga Spotlight.